Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to visit about a program that's being put on by the Nishna Valley Family YMCA called Saving Your Brain and Your Body, I guess, too. And we want to talk about that today with Tina Olson, who's with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. And Rich Perry, who has who is a proud graduate of the course.
Yes, I am. And it is a fantastic course.
Yeah, we've got an opportunity to kind of preview this a little bit because, Rich, you have actually already been through this course that's been held once here before through the YMCA. Why did you get involved?
I got involved because Saving Your Brain just had an intrigue in the name of it. I realized that it had to do with dealing with dementia, and that's something that we all see around us and hope that we never experience personally. And so I decided I'd get involved and see what they had to offer. And lo and behold, I found just a multitude of things that I came out of with it. Came out of understanding a little more about dementia. Not that much was given as far as a background there. But an interesting fact is that through efforts of diet and socialization and all of the things that go together for life, we can reduce the opportunity of dementia by about 70% if we start soon enough. Now, I started way too late to get that 70% gain, but I did come out with some really good learning.
Yeah, and I guess I don't want to I want to stress to folks, too, that it's not just about dementia. It doesn't necessarily always progress that far, but there are all kinds of other issues involved. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Right on target, Jim.
Yep.
It hits a lot of different areas, and we kind of talked a little bit before we started sitting down to visit here this morning on air. Tina, this is the second time now, obviously, that you've sponsored this program through the YMCA. Why? They folks ask for it again?
I say they do. There's a big interest in it. There's a lot of nervousness around, you know, anything that has to do with dementia or things mm-hmm. of that nature. And when there are things that you can do to help prevent that, then you should come in and try it, you know, especially if it's something that runs in your family genetically or anything like that. So,
do you find sometimes people are a little apprehensive about getting involved in classes and programs like this?
Very much so. I say, and that leads into our discussion of, you know, getting pushed outside of your comfort zone with those things without being made to feel uncomfortable about it.
The classes really did. It's a 10-week course, Jim.
Yeah.
And that's 2 hours per week, and by the time it was over, we had a small group. We had 12 in that class, and it was interesting how the dynamics of the class brought us all together. Yes, we got outside of our comfort zones, but we were never put in a position of being uncomfortable. It's just amazing. I went into it probably just with an open mind of seeing what I could find out. No real expectations of anything grand happening, but I came out with multiple things. In fact, I brought an Eat Well sheet with me today that was one of the handouts, and I literally every week keep track of how I'm doing on my eating. That was something that really changed for me. There are 5 specialists, professionals that we meet with, and those, Tina, you've got the list of those better than I do.
So you get to meet with your pharmacist or a pharmacist. We bring one in, dietitian, wellness coach, personal trainer, and audiology. I say, so, you know, we go around. It's all-encompassing.
Yeah, it's a very comprehensive program, that's
it
for
is.
Sure. And we find that in a lot of different ways, too. I mean, you can talk to the cardiology department, and they're going to stress things like exercise and diet and those types of things can help you along that line. That's universal.
Exactly. I would say, and one of the great things about working with Tierney is she also runs our cardiac rehab lab. So, you know, a lot of these people can transition in and out of that. So, and it's not for, the class isn't for someone who already has dementia. It's a preventative class. Mm-hmm. So, you know, age 55 and up, if you feel like you can benefit from this class, I urge you to come and give it a try. It is very life-changing.
Rich, maybe this is kind of along the same line of what you talked about earlier, but is this kind of like a safe space for people to be able to come in and maybe broach some what would be otherwise uncomfortable questions or topics?
It absolutely is, and that's what I was expressing in the small group dynamic, because mm-hmm. we really became a united, open feeling. Again, it was something that was interesting to watch. I met with people for 10 weeks in a row, 2 hours a week, people that I knew of here in Atlantic, but I didn't know. And, I now see Dave Wheatley and I wave at him, and I know Dave as an individual now. So there was a lifelong resident of Atlantic. I've been here for 50 years, but I didn't know him. And so that was part of it. The socialization is part of it. It's all-encompassing, and it's interesting to experience and see how the overall dynamics do come together.
And it's also just kind of makes common sense, too, that we should address issues before they become problems later on in life when we can't really do much about them.
Exactly. Preventative is always better than waiting till the last minute.
Absolutely. Why is this important for the YMCA to be involved in a project like this?
I say we are gearing towards, we're more than a gym and a swimming pool. We want to get active in our communities and provide services that you can't get anywhere else. That's one of the bonuses of having a YMCA in your neighborhood, is that, you can take advantage of all of these things that offer that don't really have anything to do with, necessarily going and lifting weights or swimming. It's community.
Try to invite as much of the community in for different things as possible. Rich mentioned about a dozen or so people in that first course. Tina, how many can you handle? Would you like to see that grow?
We'd like to keep it small, 15 is our max. Okay. We want to be able to give the one-on-one sessions and be able to get that all done in that 10-week time frame. So this is something we are looking at offering again, because mm-hmm. the demand is there, I would say. But we do have a few spaces left.
Okay, the program starts March 7th, runs through May 9th. It's once a week, and as Rich mentioned, 2 hours a crack, so it's a 20-hour total class time. But Tina, there's more than that. There's outside work there, too, so folks need to commit to this.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you need to commit to it. We will give you homework.
I thought I was out of that.
Not that difficult a homework, but it is a way of refreshing ourselves and keeping ourselves involved in it as we're taking the course. And I cannot emphasize enough what the value of this is. If you can imagine having 15 to 30 minutes with an individual, a professional individual, the audiologist, the pharmacist, the wellness coach, the nutritionist, the body...
personal trainer.
Personal trainer. What is the dollar value of that kind of time with an individual, and that you get all as part of this course in addition to the 20 hours?
Yeah, and if you're not a member, we also give you a 3-month membership. That way you can utilize.
So you can follow up a little bit with some of the things you learn, sure.
Yep.
Is there a cost for the course?
The cost is $250. Okay. We do have scholarships available for those that need them.
Okay, very good. Well, $250 on the surface maybe sound like a larger number, but when you think about some of the things you're trying to prevent and eliminate some of that expense down the road, we all know what prescription medications and things can cost these days. So
exactly.
If we can cut that off at the pass, that would be awesome, and identify some of those things that we should be looking for too. Well, very good. Coming up now, again, March 7th is then. That's not too far away, so the deadline's got to be coming up pretty quick to register.
Yep, Monday the 28th.
Okay, that's very quick. All right. Just call the YMCA?
Yep, you can call the YMCA. You can ask for me. I can get you registered. Any of the ladies at the front desk can do it as well. You can do it online.
Oh, okay, very good. And they can find just on the website?
Just on our website, yes.
And is that the website is? Online, you can find it. Just Google Mission Valley Family YMCA. You'll be able to find it there. All right, very good. Easy enough. And the phone number they should call?
712-243-3439.
All right. Well, when we have opportunities like this, you know, we talk so much about opportunity in large cities. Well, we have opportunities in small communities as well. When we work together, we can find and identify some things that people are interested in and then put together these important programs. Obviously, Rich is excited about it. He's here to talk a little bit about it here today and see if he can get some other folks involved. Parting shot, Rich, what would you like to tell folks? Your last chance to sell them on the Saving the Brain and Your Body program.
I can only say that it has changed the way I eat. It has changed the way I look at socialization. It has totally changed me as far as the way I expect and anticipate my further aging to go.
Very good. Rich, Tina, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Good luck with the program.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.